Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished a little bit lower despite being higher midday. The October live cattle, 110.20 unchanged. That was $1.30 off their high. Mid-morning, we saw a 110 trade on the cash, and that lifted the October live cattle, but we finished unchanged. December, we're down 32 at 114.92. February, 30 lower. April, 32 lower. June, 40 lower. And then feeder cattle, we're up 7 in October at 145.10. The November's down 52, January down 57, March down 47. The box beef at midday was $1.21 higher on choice at $224.49. The box beef market has been extremely good. Select, on the other hand, down 29 cents at $198.65. The feeder cattle index is $144.84, so really right in line with where the October live cattle currently are trading. This morning we had a export sales report for beef for the week ending October 17th. It came in at 13,800 tons. Compared to the four-week average of about 3,800 tons. So pretty good there. But cumulative sales for 2019 are 781,700 tons. That's down 4.1% from last year. So a little bit behind last year, but overall it's still pretty good. Then hogs today were $1.27 lower in December at $64.55.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain futures market generally weaker, with corn down about a penny, beans unchanged to a penny lower, the wheats were down 3 to 4 cents. Cotton today finished down 29, 64, 66. So general weakness overall. The U.S. dollar today was slightly higher, up 17 at 97.40. The overall kind of the storyline here is hasn't really been any progress made with the Chinese trade talks. Still kind of the same narrative that at the November 16th and 17th APEC, that maybe the Trump and Chinese president will sign the deal. But it sounds like there's still quite a bit of work to be done. And then you've got harvest going on, and this time of year you typically get, unless there's some sort of major shortage, you typically get weakness. And I think that's keeping a lid on the corn, beans, and wheat market at this point. Currently the Dow Jones down 77 at 26,725. The S&P's down about a half. NASDAQ's up 58, so kind of mixed there. Currently, crude oil is slightly higher. It's about 20 cents higher here in December at 56.17. Natural gas futures are 3 to 4 higher, so that's kind of been uplifting here in the latter half of today. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.